This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Well, the last thing Putin said today in the speech, Owen will be covering it, come up in an hour. U.S. deployment of some weapons in Ukraine will mean they put a knife to Russia's throat, and he said we'll go ahead and recognize what was part of Russia forever, eastern Ukraine, a small area of that. And if they don't like it, I guess they'll invade. That is where we're at right now. Let's go to your phone calls after my bout of preaching earlier. Let's go to Rick in California. You're on the air. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. We are at InfoWar.
What's on your mind, brother?
Okay. So I just want to let you know, man, we're ready to go out here. I really think that, you know, everything's come full-fledged. What needs to happen to take back our freedom? You know, things are going to get kinetic. From my forecast, I don't see anything getting better over here. What these people, you've hit it on the head all day long. They don't know how to farm. They don't know how to do a whole lot of anything to where what they're going to pull out of there to fix these problems is going to be far slim to no solution. So I just want to say we're ready. We're ready to take back our freedom. Canada just sparked up a big storm here in America. I'm telling you, these people, Drake, whoever these people are, they're hiding in the hills. The fight's coming to them, their front door, real soon. There's not going to be anyone to save them. There's not going to be anyone to save them. They said defund the police. Well, then guess what? The police are on our side. We the people. They haven't forgot who the people who turned the backs are. Guess what? They're still in the neighborhood. They may not have to be in a job right now, active. But guess what? We're ready. Everybody's ready. And until that push comes to shove, let's get kinetic. Let's do it.
I hear you, brother. That's why Klaus Schwab and them thought they would cause a civil war, and then we would never blame them. No, we blame the globalists, and we blame the leadership, the Democrat and Republican Party, and they need to know that. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Let's jam in another one here right now. I appreciate everybody holding, who's holding the longest here. Let's talk to Alan. Alan in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to let you know how you have helped me through this past 2 years. I've been, you know, confused, in a trance even, and, you know, watching the news and, you know, nothing making sense and feeling alone and finally finding the truth or a voice to help me and, you know, everyone around me to, you know, you feel like you're not alone. You know?
Exactly, brother. You're not alone, and we're over the target. I mean, we know what we're talking about. Anybody can check it out. What do you think about just the vaccines turning out to be poison, the huge awakening happening right now? I mean, it's a big one. They hope we just forget about the last 2 years, what they did to us. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see how that could happen with the masks on the children and, you know, just the effect it's had on them, the suicides, the, you know, even the targeted transgenderism through, you know, homeschooling. I think, you know, I can't forgive the past 2 years, what they've done to me and my family.
And whether, no matter whether it's in Europe or here, oh, we didn't tell you your elementary girls will be sleeping with men. It's no big deal. It's liberal. Their whole religion is pedophilia. That's why it's all deceptive and sneaky, and it's destroying our future.
It's destroying civilization. You know, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, all of it. I think it needs to go, and I think we need to go back to, you know, one-on-one conversations and, you know, just trusting each other and believing in each other and, you know, trying to come together as a people.
I totally agree. God bless you, Alan. All right. George in Canada, you're up next. Then Stacy, Jake, and Steve. Then the one, the only, Gerald Celente, loaded for bear, always fired up, the top trends forecaster, takes over today. And then in 55 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer. He's got Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio interview. That's right. She was here last night with me. She's with Owen today.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandup video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to go to Stacy. We're going to go to Jake. We're going to go to Steve. We're going to go to George. But remember, God is in control of all of this, and we're just blown away and blessed to be in the presence of the Great Spirit. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Canada, then Stacy. George, go ahead.
Yes, Al. I've been listening to you for ages. Almost 25 years myself, and I've been going after things. What I'm saying today is about, I was going to start off about the mayors and the mayor in Ottawa, right, and his controls and that.
Yeah, the Ford.
No, Watson, isn't it?
There's a bunch of them. I guess Ford.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's just one. And
oh, that's the premier of Quebec is, yeah, Ford.
Yeah, okay, and then there's like Toronto, right? And all these other places. So I would ask you if you could, because those connections are with everything, including their head of chief of police, and it's the same. Now, each one of those, there are just hundreds of mayors. Each one is connected through, it's called the SCM. But what I want you to look up, because you're going to get a real surprise, is Big City Mayors Caucus. BCMC. Okay? So I've been fighting this for years, and I've been threatened enough times, and I just want to get this out. You know, so...
Well, you're here. No, I mean, I remember Schwarzenegger, like 10 years ago, was at the UN meeting. He goes, we cannot get the carbon tax through, so we take over the cities and the towns, and we implement, And that's what they've done. It's called municipalization.
Yeah.
What do Canadians think of all the UN aircraft in the east, the west, just giant UN jets everywhere landing at the airports?
If you could look that up, I really appreciate it. I've been banned by the Torstar and banned by most of my counselors, and I'm banned by a lot of other people. And this has been, I've been banned by Toronto Star or my regular. By going on 16 years now, because I had mentioned Agenda 21, and I've been banned since.
Well, brother, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Keep fighting. All right, let's talk to Stacy in Alabama. Welcome, Stacy.
Hi, Alex. My question is that when Russia invades Ukraine, what kind of effect is it going to have on us? Like, what do we need to do to prepare, or what are we going to see when this does happen?
Your phone's a little echoey. Say that again.
Okay. So when Russia invades Ukraine, and you know what's going to happen, what is that? How is that going to affect us here? Like, what's going to happen to all of us here? Are we going to see a big change in, like, the economy here? Like, what does it mean for us?
I mean, no. I mean, that's a good question. Already, Biden says gas prices are up because of Putin. That's not true. It's dollar devaluation. It's shutting down pipelines. But if they just let Putin take over the eastern area of Ukraine and they start a peace deal, then it'll just go away. But if they can start a larger war, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to unfold.
So is it, but that's what I'm just kind of, you know, I've been sitting here watching the news, and I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely keeping an eye on it. And
sure, I'm in the same boat. I don't know what's going to unfold. I don't think the people that control Biden know. I don't think Putin knows. I don't think, I mean, this is all, Russia doesn't want Western forces up on their border. Whether you agree with Russia or not, that's the reality of this. And so there's still sovereign countries the globalists don't control, and that's why they're so upset.
Okay, do you think that we, like the U.S., is definitely antagonizing this war? Do you think we're kind of pushing?
Well, I mean, it's not we're even the U.S. We're like a quasi-globalist-run system that they use and control. But yeah, obviously the West believes it owns the world. The people that own us, that have taken over America, believe they own us. They believe they own everybody else. They believe they own the Chinese through the communists they put in charge. Now the communists have double-crossed them. So it's not like I'm endorsing Xi Jinping. I'm just saying he's now double-crossing them. So that's a reality of what's going on. Thank you for the call. Really good questions. Let's talk to Steve in North Dakota. Steve, Russia-Ukraine conflict, what's your take?
Well, first I got to say, you were talking about music. Check out Kid Rock's new song, We the People. Great song.
I love that song. I meant to play that last week. It's awesome.
Yeah. But you think about Ukraine. I don't think Putin wants Ukraine. I think he wants to go in there and clean up the corruption, get rid of the Kazarian mafia. And that's where all the deep state, Biden, Pelosi, Kerry, the old... You know,
yeah, no, he said that. He said, be your own country. He said, don't be part of Europe. Don't be controlled by NATO. Don't be controlled by Russia. We don't want to run you. Just stop it.
That's where all those skeletons are buried. And they don't want Putin to uncover the skeletons.
So, I mean, I may have an audio problem today. My earpiece or whatever. I'm having trouble understanding the callers. Say that
can
again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
say it again.
Jim Carrey, or not Jim Carrey, John Kerry, Pelosi, Biden, they all got kids getting high-paying jobs in Ukraine. They got jobs.
No, well said. Well said. Thank you so much, sir. Great point. All right, Jake in Illinois, last caller before Gerald Celente takes over. What's on your mind?
Hey, good talking to you again, man.
Good talking to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I think the whole Russia-Ukraine situation is kind of the same as China-Taiwan. The only difference is you don't hear about China-Taiwan on the news.
That's a good point. Yeah, you never hear about that.
Yeah, they're kind of owned by China. So, but I mean, I kind of believe also that AUKUS and China and Russia. I mean, there's a joint alliance between China and Russia to take what's theirs, as in Taiwan and Ukraine. So, I mean, I kind of think AUKUS is kind of working with them, with the global elitists, and they're kind of using this as a false flag to do whatever they want. You know, if they nuke the United States, oh, it was Russia, or they shut down our power, oh, it was Russia. You know, but at the same time, it's just advancing their strategy. I also wanted to talk about how there's no 5G in Mexico. I think that kind of goes hand-in-hand with Bill Gates owning all this farmland, probably selling it to high-intel Chinese people. I think they're going to try to move us down there after they do something crazy. I really think they're just going to plan to go to, like, Argentina, you know, Antarctica, kind of like the Nazis were planning on when they wanted to do a world war.
Well, that's right. I mean, it always begins with taking a small area and setting the precedent and grabbing more and more and more. That's how World War One began, World War Two. And I'm not defending everything the Russians are doing. I'm just pointing out the reality of it. You know, in the case, the Russians aren't devil-worshipping child molester communists like the Hollywood, and the Chinese are still super evil communists. So when they're taking over Hong Kong or Taiwan and breaking agreements, I'm against it. But when Russia historically is taking over an area it's controlled, and the West is attacking it, and the West is literally coming to take Russian testicles as scalps, their religion of the left, like they do here, it's hard to side against Russia. But regardless, I believe in the Monroe Doctrine. If Russians were on our border doing this, I'd be saying go to war with Russia, but they're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, but we're kind of doing the same thing to China. I mean, they're controlled, obviously. It kind of looks as the opposite, like they're backing away from the New World Order, but, I mean, the Korean Vietnam War, I mean...
So what do you propose happens? I mean, I'm just trying to... So what are you saying? I mean, I know all these sides are fighting with each other. What should happen?
They don't get the blame, but I basically think they're just going to use it as control. I think Putin's kind of being put on the hot seat with the globalist elite.
Yeah, because they don't like sovereign countries. I agree with you. Thanks for the call, brother. Wow, a lot of amazing calls today. Owen Schroyer comes up in 45 minutes. Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, was on fire last week. He's always amazing, but particularly on fire last week. He is about to take over on the other side of this quick break. Please remember, I cannot finance this operation without your prayers, your support, your word of mouth. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a film. Get a T-shirt. Get some storable food. Get a shortwave radio. Get high-quality vitamin D3, organic, taken under the tongue for highest absorption, winter sun, back in stock. Even though we're going to sell out soon, 50% off. We have our great nootropic BrainForce Ultra back in stock, 40% off. And in 3 days, we end the sale on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine at 50% off X3. Get your X3 while you still can. That sale's about to end. And thank you for going to the site and supporting us. You've changed the world by keeping us on air. This is a lot bigger than Alex Jones. It's about all the other great guests and all the great hosts and the great crew and you, the listeners. We love you and appreciate you. Gerald Celente takes over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Listen, everybody, you better support InfoWars because the way we're losing our freedom, freedom of speech, forget about it. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Who the hell are you to be happy? Don't you know who I am? I'm your little dictator over here, over there. I'll tell you what to do. Yeah, lock up. We're going to shelter in place. We're going to flatten the curve. Remember that crap spewing out of these little lowlife pieces of scum crap? Oh, that was only 2 years ago, Celente. Oh, and they did a great job. They flattened the curve. They flattened the lives of we, the little people of Slavelandia, as the big got bigger, the rich got richer. Merger and acquisition activity at all-time highs. Median household income, sharpest declines since recorded records. Flatten the curve. We got a bunch of low-life scum that's in charge of our lives. In a country near you. So let's look at this. You know, they may take Alex Jones off the air, even on his own network over here, for what I have to say right now. So be prepared. A celebration, oh, is this Washington's Day? Of George Washington? Yeah, let's celebrate George. Why, how dare you celebrate George Washington? What kind of president was he? You mean a guy that, you know, went across the Delaware over there with the troops and fought for freedom and independence? Well, I'm a little Obama. I'm a little Clinton lowlife. No, I'm a little Georgie Bush, a little daddy's boy born on third base, a little piece of crap. No. I'm Joe Biden. Hey, any of you guys fight like Washington? Could any of you guys go to war if you're declaring war? Fat mouths? You want to declare war, go to war. Lead the war or shut your mouth and send yourself, your wife, and your kids. Lead the charge. Oh, yeah, your wife's going to... Hey, they're strong now. Yeah, you can put them right out in front, man. Oh, women. Oh, yeah, fight away, your kids. What kids? They're not kids anymore. They're grown-up nothings. Put them out there. You want to talk about war? Anybody that wants to talk about war, go to war or go to hell. Because I've had it with you clowns. Washington's birthday, huh? Well, celebration of Washington's Day. Here we go. This is Washington's farewell address. Part of it. He goes on to say, the nation which indulges toward another an habitual hatred or an habitual fondness is in some degree a slave. You got it? We're Americans. No foreign entanglements, you little warmongering freaks. How about the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama? Oh, I love him. He was Celente, you should learn how to talk like him, folks. We're going to keep folking you all the time. Every time I say folks, you know what it means, folks. But you got to be proper like Obama. Don't get angry for murdering those Libyans.
the richest country in Africa? Gaddafi has to go. Quoted in the book, Double Down. I'm really good at killing people. Don't get excited, Salenti. Be a murderous piece of Nobel crap prize winner. Maybe you could get one. Get rid of your Occupy Peace movement. How dare you, Salenti, want peace? We're warmongers. Not a peep about peace, and not a peep about peace in the prostitutes. Prostitute days. That's right. Here you go. Really good at killing people, folks. Folks. Yep, he never stopped folking. He goes on. This is from Wikipedia. Washington continues to express his support of the Union by giving some examples of how he believes that the country, its regions, and its people are already benefiting from the unity which they currently share. He then looks to the future in his belief that the combined effort and resources of its people will protect the country from foreign attack and allow them to avoid wars between neighboring nations that often happen due to rivalries and competing relations with foreign nations. He argues that the security provided by the Union will also allow the United States to avoid the creation of an overgrown military, which he sees as a great threat to liberty, especially the Republican liberty which the United States has created. That's out of Wikipedia. Afraid of the military? Oh, I guess it took how many years for Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term president, January 17th, 1961, farewell address, warning the American people that the military-industrial complex has robbed the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Screw Washington! Hell with Eisenhower! I'm Mad Dog Mattis! Ooh, ooh. Yeah, Mad Dog Mattis, all right? Did a great job in Afghanistan. Love the slaughter you created in Iraq. Washington would have loved you. He would have flushed you down the toilet. Oh, they didn't have toilets back then. Down the outhouse. Yeah. Washington. Makes extended reference to the dangers, of foreign nations who will seek to influence the American people and government. Nations who may be considered friendly, as well as nations considered enemies, will equally try to influence the government to do their will. Real patriots, he warns, who resist the intrigues of foreign nations may find themselves suspected and odious in the eyes of others. Yet he urges the people to stand firm against such influences all the same. We must stand firm on peace. Not a peep from the politicians. Not a peep from the prostitutes about peace. And then we'll get back. We'll talk about the facts of Ukraine. And Alex Jones has been covering. And then a woman called up earlier. What's going to be the implications if we go to war with Ukraine? Yeah, when we get back, we'll talk about that. But in the meantime, go to InfoWarsStores.com and put your money where your mind and heart is. Because united we stand, divided we fall.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on InfoWars. And remember, everyone, do what you can to support InfoWars. And they're stealing the truth from us. We're not allowed to speak out in anything that we want to say if we don't believe what the government tells you. And they had this article in Yahoo talking about that. This guy, legendary investor Charles Munger, speaking of YouTube Finance, editor-in-chief Andy Sewer, yeah, Sewer, whatever, in an executive exclusive interview, spoke bluntly about vaccine hesitancy. This is his quote, part of it. "If I were running the world," Munger said, "if you were running the world, what kind of psychopath are you? Who the hell are you to even say something like that? If I was running the world, hey, Salenti, don't you know? I'm a legendary financier. I know how to make a lot of money. Big deal. That's great. I know how to write a great magazine, man. And I'll outfact you on the facts anytime, any day, any place." So, but going on. "If I were running the world, the vaccine mandate," he goes, "of course it would be mandatory. When I was in World War II's army, they didn't ask me if I wanted a vaccination. They just vaccinated me. It didn't hurt me or anybody else in the world. We all just submitted to whatever the government told us to submit to. We all just submitted to whatever the government told us to submit to. What am I, 6 years old? You're still in high school. Oh, you're 98? You haven't graduated yet? Submit to what the government? Boy, you're part of the New World Order. What government are you talking about? What's the government? What government are you talking about? Government? A bunch of dictators? A bunch of liars, cowards, freaks, and fools? Submit. Get this in your head. Munger and every other dictator out there. I was not put on this earth to take orders. I obey the laws of nature and the divine spirits, not low-life politics. Politics. Many ticks that suck the life out of us. Little boys and girls, arrogant little creeps who never work a day in their life and suck off the public tit. Like Biden, been sucking off the public tit since he's 30 years old. Yeah. Submit. Again, it's total control. And that's why you need to support InfoWars, because they're going to keep robbing it from us over and over again. And Washington's day. Washington argued that longstanding poor relations will only lead to unnecessary wars due to this tendency to blow minor offenses out of proportion when committed by nations viewed as enemies of the United States. Yeah, he only nailed that, you know, back when he was president, the first president of the United States, and it's right in front of everybody's eyes right now. Oh, and talking about the low-life pieces of scum crap politicians that all want to go to war, hey, little Lindsey Graham, come out of the closet, pick up the gun, and go to war. No, little Mitch McConnell. Oh, you're a real fighter? Go to war. No, no, no. Little Chucky Schumer. Little Chucky Schumer. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Ossoff Feinstein. Everybody's equal. Get out there and pick up those guns. Go fight the Russians. No, we won't, Salenti. We'll get you killed for shooting your mouth off, and we'll send out little boys and girls who believe the crap we spew out. Yeah, look at them. Show me a fighter there. Not one. Not men. Arrogant little boys. Well, I've been watching this thing in Canada with the Emergency Act that they passed. And, you know, they're debating it now. And I'm watching a guy or a woman up there that's dressed up in this costume dread. Honorable, this and that. Honorable. What are you, still in high school? Stop this crap. Honorable. Don't screw yourself. You're more honorable than me. Hey, Salenti, we got elected. We were smart enough to BS a load of people. We're honorable. Oh, the premier,
Those are curse words. Told to somebody, go screw yourself out of your effing crap when they try to screw your life. That's not profanity. That is proper language in that kind of situation. We got a freak show in front of us. Look at a little true dope. Little true dope. A daddy's boy, a dad, or maybe a daddy's girl. Not so sure because, hey, you got to be on both sides. Black and white. Yeah, you remember how he blackened his face up. A daddy's boy. A little nobody of a daddy's boy telling us what to do. Going back to George Washington. He continues his argument by claiming that alliances are likely to draw the United States into wars that have no justification and no benefit to the country beyond simply defending the favored nations. Alliances, he warns, which lead to poor relations with nations who feel they are not being treated as well as American allies and threaten to influence the American government into making decisions based upon the will of their allies instead of the will of the American people. NATO? NATO's more important than America? What NATO? Why do we have 800 bases or 700 bases in 80 or 70 countries? Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. I'm driving out yesterday. Rotted, stinking infrastructure. Hitting bumps everywhere I drive. The third world infrastructure. Taking a subway in New York is a night in Calcutta. This is a time for peace. It's a time to celebrate Washington. Not what Washington has become. A bunch of arrogant little boys and girls. Washington goes on to urge American people to take advantage of their isolated position in the world and avoid attachments and entanglements in foreign affairs. You ready? Especially those of Europe, which he argues have little or nothing to do with the interests of America. Hey, all you fat-mouth politicians, all you tough guys and girls, hey, look at the crime rates scoring all over America. Oh, and you're going to win a war overseas. You losers haven't won a war since World War II. Oh, Salenti, we only killed 3 million in Vietnam. We only poisoned a place with Agent Orange. If they allowed us to kill another 10 million, we would have won. And we only killed 1 million in Iraq. Great job in Operation Enduring Freedom, brought to you by George W. Bush, the Afghan War, the longest war. Listen to what Washington said. This is Washington's day. This is a time for a revolution of freedom, peace, and justice, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's our Declaration of Independence that these low-life garbage scum have stolen from us. Happiness, Salenti? Why dare? How dare you be happy? Get back in your house. Shelter in place. I'm little Andy Cuomo. I'll tell you what to do. No, I'm Gavin Newsom, born on third base. Another arrogant boy. I'll tell you what to do. I'm Cotsone Macron. I'll tell you what to do. In a country near you, a freak is running it. Freedom has been robbed from us. We're going to be back in a few, and remember what I said. Support peace, freedom, and liberty. Support InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show InfoWars, and as I said, united we stand, divided we fall. So do what you can to support InfoWars. They got great products, especially one in this time of all the mind dulling out there and propaganda going out. What you really want to do is you got to supercharge your state of mind, and they have some of the products there that could help you do it with this powerful new Brain Force Ultra. And you get 40% off. But this is a limited supply, and so it's going to be a limited time offer. And you see how this stuff goes so quickly. What Brain Force Ultra does, it has more than twice the servings and even stronger proprietary super formulas, including guarana seed, green coffee bean, green tea leaves, and much, 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 much more. So stop getting your energy from toxic sources and many energy drinks and other products that are loaded with artificial ingredients. Yeah, energy drinks. And, but the Brain Force Ultra, it's a serious way and a serious source to find real energy. And you can feel good about taking it every day. So after being requested by listeners, Brain Force Ultra is now easier than ever to take in a great tasting liquid form.
So support yourself and InfoWars. Get BrainForce Ultra today for the exclusive launch price before it's all gone. And you see the way these products go so quick. And the price doesn't have to go up because of inflation. So get it now. And they're likely never to be able to offer this deal again over there at InfoWars. So secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra now at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Before this limited run is sold out. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Yep, it's about building your brain power as they're sucking it out of us. Prostitute media. How they sell war and hate. Speaking of war, Smedley Butler, in his book, That War's a Racket, this is one of the most decorated Marine at the time in the United States. And in his book, War's a Racket, I spent 33 years, he said, and 4 months in active military service. And during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business. Sound familiar? It's called the military-industrial complex. For Wall Street. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, you mean the legendary investor Charlie Munger? For the bankers. Yeah, the banksters. Like the Goldman Chase and the J.P. Morgans and the little Jamie Dimons. Oh, they are the banksters that, after Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, drove them out of the temple. Poof, 3 days later, he's on the cross. Those bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism, corporatism. I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National Citibank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of a half dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1902 and 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests in 1916. I helped make Honduras right for the American fruit companies in 1903. In China in 1927, I helped see to it that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was to operate his racket in three districts. I operated in three continents. For a great many years as a soldier, I had a suspicion that war was a racket. Not until I retired to civil life did I fully realize it. Now that I see the international war clouds gathering as they are today, I must face it and speak out. And he writes this a few years before World War II. Got it? Earlier, one of the callers asked Alex, you know, we'll, you know, after what they've done with us with this COVID thing, they're not going to get away with it. Oh, yes, they will. You go back to a couple of issues back of our Trends Journal. When all else fails, they take you to war. Well, people will forget about the COVID war. Now we got a big war to fight. And will it affect us? Well, you know, if it becomes World War III, it'll be the war that they asked Einstein, what kind of weapons will be fought in World War III? He said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. But you have to watch your oil prices. And as Alex said before, oil prices were going up before this Ukraine thing happened. And again, never talking about peace, all they do is
this is how they're going to threaten Russia if Russia does this or that. Oh, how about that little boy Sullivan? Again, a little boy. What is it? He's a blabbermouth for one of the agencies, the for the administration. I forget which one. Go back to your Trends Journal last week. He said evidence, good evidence, that's very highly likely that the Russians are going to attack before the end of the Olympics. That's right. Oh, the Olympics are over, aren't they? And again, people have no idea the history about Ukraine. It was only part of Russia for, 200 years. And the story, when Gorbachev came in, he put it back in, made it, and Crimea was always been part of Russia, since the 1700s. And they had a vote, by the way, in Crimea. Russia didn't annex it. The vote was shown to be perfectly legal by international observers. Over 80% of the Crimeans came out and voted. They didn't want to become under the new dictatorship that the America put into Ukraine when they overthrew the government back in 2014. Over 95% of the Crimeans said, no, we're not going to join with Ukraine. We're staying on the Russian end. This is a quote from, I'll find it here. What did I do with it? From Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland was the Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs. If you Google up Victoria Nuland, December, Victoria Nuland, December 2013, Washington, D.C., Ukraine. She's given a talk. The talk is brought to you by one end, big sign, Chevron, another one, ExxonMobil. Again, we wrote about it in detail in your Trends Journal back in in the spring of 2014. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts did a huge article in here about the overthrow of the Ukraine government. He goes on to say, Assistant Secretary of State Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations. This is at the talk I was just talking about in Ukraine. The purpose of the NGOs is, quote, to teach democracy to Ukraine. And he goes on to say, however, Ukraine had a democracy. Yanukovych was the president. They overthrew it. This is from your Trends Journal in February 2015. In early February 2014, in a recording was leaked, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland said to the ambassador that they were going to replace Ukrainian Viktor Yanukovych with Yats, and they did. Can't go in, we're running out of time. It's all in your Trends Journal. History before it happens, there's no magazine like it. And she told the FU to go. She said to FU to the EU, and they were going to do what they wanted. This is not America, not what Washington would like. Do I like or you like? See you next week.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.